Previously on The Princess of South Beach. A ver, where were we? Ah, right. My twin Maria del Carmen decided to usurp my life, blah, 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 fabulous, you know the drill. And Maria read the letter from a guy who claims he's our real father.
What?
Yeah. In the letter, it says that Luisa and Esteban were sterile, and that Luisa's father, Don Severo, told her that if she didn't give him a grandchild to continue his legacy, she would be left penniless. Desperate for a way to keep her inheritance, Luisa decided to tell a little lie.
See, I told my father that I was pregnant. What else was I supposed to do? Lose all the money?
Mira, Luisa, maybe it's better if we leave all of this behind. Start a new life. Live like normal people without your father's fortune.
Oh, but en serio, you would still love me without the money, right?
Of course, but let's focus on finding a baby.
Señorita Luisa, I have your lunch here.
Si, Ana, come in. Gracias. Mm-hmm. Close the door on your way out.
Si, señorita Luisa. Pero I was wondering if I could ask you for a favor.
Can't you see we're in the middle of a private discussion? Get out! Now!
Si, señorita. It's just that I need to ask for another day off.
What for?
The doctor needs to do another routine checkup. He's going to perform an ultrasound on me, and we need to see...
On your baby! Of course, because you're pregnant. With a baby! Did you hear that? Esteban Ana has a baby in her belly. Pregnant with a baby.
Pues, what else could she be pregnant with?
Ow! Ana. Of course you can take a day off.
¿Qué?
Take the week.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Ay, gracias, señorita. I really appreciate it. Bueno, I leave you too.
I don't understand why you said baby like 30 times. Luisa, don't tell me you're thinking of stealing that baby.
What? Of course not. I'm not a monster. We'd obviously pay her to borrow the baby. This is perfect. My father is forcing me to have a baby, and what just lands on our laps? Amor, we just need her to loan us the baby until my father dies. And we get the inheritance.
Do you think Ana will be okay with that?
Ay, Esteban. She's poor. And you know how poor people are? Actually, I don't know any poor people, but considering the amount of money we're going to offer her in return, she'd be crazy not to do it.
Pero how are you going to convince Don Severo that the baby is yours? Are you just going to walk around with a pillow under your dress for 9 months?
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
And so, months went by. Luisa faking a pregnancy to play along with her father's wishes. And your mother, Ana, was totally oblivious to their plan. Everything was going fine. Until the night your mother finally went into labor. They called it the hurricane of the century. Your mother was working when the first contractions started. And on the way to the hospital, Luisa was ready to make her offer. They called it the hurricane of the century. Your mother was working when the first contractions started, and on the way to the hospital, Luisa was ready to make her offer.
I can't wait any longer.
I'm driving as fast as I can.
You're okay. Just breathe. You couldn't have picked the worst time to go into labor.
Jesus, I can't see anything in this storm.
Ana, follow my breathing. Inhale. Exhale.
Okay.
Inhale. Así. Exhale. Mira. Ana. I was thinking, you and your husband are poor, right?
I guess.
And you're both saving up to buy a house, no?
I see, but why do you ask?
Luisa, don't you think it'd be better to wait until another time?
Shut up and drive! Anna, what if I told you I could give you $50,000?
¿Qué? Ay, what are you talking about?
Luisa.
Look, I want to make you an offer. $50,000 in cash, no questions asked. You and your husband could buy a nice small house, start a new life. The only thing I want is your baby.
What? Have you lost your damn mind?
Okay.
$100,000.
No. You drive a hard bargain. Fine. $150,000. Final offer.
Por Dios, Luisa, at least explain to her that we just want to borrow the baby.
Who's making this deal? You or me? Anna, look. You know how much my father wants a grandson. And if I don't show up with a baby before he dies, I'm going to be left with nothing.
But you are pregnant. What do you need my baby for?
Ay, por Dios, it's just a pillow. I had to fake it. I had no other choice. But you could solve all of my problems. I just need the baby until my father dies. It won't be more than a few months. And as soon as I have my hands on that inheritance, I'll give you back your baby.
No, I will never sell my baby.
No, it's more like rent your baby.
Not even for $1,000,000. What kind of person would ever think of doing such a thing?
Luisa, look at the road.
What? What is that?
It's the river. It's overflowing. We can't get across.
Yeah.
We need to go back. If I try to go through, we'll all drown.
No, please. I can't wait any longer.
And that's how you were born, my dear daughter Gloria. In the backseat of a Bentley Arnash.
Hi. What a beautiful little girl. She's gorgeous.
Her name is Gloria. Ay, por favor, let me hold her.
Gloria. Felicita Gloria.
Please, give me my baby. Give me my baby, see?
Luisa, there's so much blood. I think she's passing out. Anna. Anna, wake up.
Shh. Está bien, aquí estoy, bebecita Gloria. I'll take care of
Gloria.
You.
Anna. Anna, wake up. Anna, answer me. Luisa, do something.
Esteban, what if we just leave her here?
What are you talking about? Luisa, what are you saying?
Esteban, this woman is clearly dying. This baby needs a mother and a father, and we need a baby. I've dreamt about this my entire life.
Luisa, por Dios, we're not murderers. Anna, wake up.
Esteban, listen to me. Maybe this is a sign. Maybe this baby is destined to be ours. This was all meant to be. Help me get her out of the car.
No. Stop. Luisa, por favor, we can't do this. We can't do this. I didn't sign up for this.
My father is right. You're useless. Weak and useless. You're not a man.
Don't ever say that to me again. Get out of the way. I'll do it.
Now!
They left her there, alone, bleeding to death. And they didn't know that she was pregnant with twins. Not only were they sentencing her to death, but your sister as well. Days later, they found your mother among the ruins the hurricane left behind. But your sister was never found.
Wait! That's me! Don't think I ever stopped searching for you both. The day after the hurricane, when your mother's body was yet to be found, I went to La Casa Rosa to look for her. That decision proved to be my undoing. Holy crap! That was some dark, heavy, sensitive shenanigans being revealed right there. And if you don't think things can get worse, think again, hermanita.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman, with help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart, by Joanna Hausman, and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Raul Esparza, Caro Capello, and David Bueno. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.